Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹, 早安。
It's good to be with you again.
与你们同在一起聚集, 是多么美好呀。
It's always a pleasure to see the warm greeting. My family was saying this morning how they enjoy coming to Dumble and seeing how quickly everyone is to greet and to serve us as a family. So thank you for that.
我非常感谢每次我和我的家庭来到 Dumble 来聚集的时候, 都能够有温暖的 问候对我们, 而且这个问候非常的快地来问候我们, 并且温暖地接待我们。
Before we get started this morning with the scripture reading, I want to say one thing.
在我们开始读经之前, 我想要有一点交通。
I hope that everyone in this room this morning has a purpose for their life.
我真心希望在座的每一个人都对你的生命有一个
If you are living this morning, you have a purpose.
如果今天早晨你是活着的, 你就有一个目标。
But it's very easy when you're not in a setting like this, when you're not here on a Sunday morning, to think that our purpose in life is something other than God's eternal purpose.
除非你像今天一样, 我们有这样主日的聚集, 如果不是在这种特定的环境下, 你可能就不会想到神对我们的旨意。
Tomorrow morning, some of you are going to think that your purpose in life is to pass that math test.
可能到了明天早晨的时候, 就是周一的早晨, 你想你的目的就是通过那个数学考试。
Some are going to go to work tomorrow and think that the purpose is to get through another week at work.
也许有些人是在职的, 你想你这一周你的目的就是能够度过这一周。
I hope we can all see this morning that if these are the purposes in our life, then there's not much to look forward to.
我希望在座的每一个人都能看见, 如果这些就是我们生活的目标的话, 我们的生活真的就没有什么可盼望的。
I hope everyone in this room has found that their purpose in life.
我希望在座的每个人都能够找着你生命的目的。
Is to seek and find and love the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们生活的目的就是寻找，并且得着，并且爱我们的主。
If you have not received the Lord Jesus Christ into your life, right now is your opportunity.
如果你到今天为止还没有接受主耶稣基督作为你的救主的话，今天就是这个机会。
Forgive me if I've said this before, and I know I have, but please take this opportunity to talk to the Lord, to receive Him into your heart, and don't listen to anything I say if you want to talk to the Lord first and foremost.
请饶恕我在这里再重复, 我知道我以前已经说过了, 就是当你坐在这里的时候, 如果你想要对主耶稣有个人的交通, 你可以不管我在说什么, 而是单单地坐在那儿与主有交通。
Because He's the very purpose of our life.
因为他是我们生命的唯一的目标。
Now, if you have accepted the Lord into your life, I pray that as we share for the next hour, the Lord would show you something from the Scripture, something through the leading of His Holy Spirit that would change your life.
我希望在座的, 如果你接受了主耶稣基督做你的救主, 在接下来的一个小时之内, 希望我们急着读经祷告, 并且圣灵的启示, 能够在你的生命当中有更新。
So let's just ask the Lord again through prayer to open the scripture and to open our hearts unto Him.
我们再有些祷告, 求主来开启我们的心, 来把他的话语打开。
Dear Heavenly Father, we are grateful for an opportunity to hear from you.
慈爱的圣天父, 我们谢谢你, 我们有这样的机会来听你对我们讲话。
We do pray that through the leading of the Holy Spirit, you would speak to your people.
我们祈求你愿圣灵带领我们, 亲自对你的 子民讲话。
We are grateful that you are a speaking God.
我们非常的感恩, 因为是你, 是那位讲话, 说话的神。
And we want to be those that say, Speak, Lord, thy servants are listening.
我们想作为那一位说, 主啊, 你说, 主, 仆人请听的那一位。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen. Amen. Now you may have noticed my microphone just turned on.
你可能刚才注意到我的扩音器刚被打开。
My dear brother told me to make sure I turned on the microphone before I started.
我的弟兄刚一开始的时候就提醒我，在我开始交通之前，请把我的麦克风打开。
I disobeyed.
我背逆了，没听。
And there was no hearing on your part.
可能你都没大清听清楚我所说的。
Isn't that the way our life is? Unless we are obedient to the Lord, we cannot hear Him and we cannot speak the truth.
我们的生活难道就不是这样吗？除非我们把我们的耳朵听我们的主，否则我们就不知道我们要听什么，也不知道真理是什么。
Please turn with me to the book of Ephesians.
请与我一同把圣经打开到以弗所书。
Two short but powerful verses in Ephesians chapter 3.
两段非常简单却非常有力的经节，第三章，以弗所书第三章。
Ephesians, this epistle of Paul's that is so powerful in speaking of God's eternal purpose.
在这一节圣经里面，保罗是如此的有力的在向我们启示神永远的旨意。
And in verse 10 of Ephesians 3, it says, God's purpose in all this was to use the church to display His wisdom in its rich variety to all the unseen rulers and authorities in the heavenly places.
以弗所书第三章第十节，为要藉着教会使天上执政的、掌权的，现在得知神百般的智慧。
This was His eternal plan, which He carried out through Christ Jesus our Lord.
十一节，这是照神从万事以先，在我们主耶稣基督里所定的旨意。
In a very simple way of saying, if you and I are Christians and we have the life of Christ in us, as we gather together this morning, we are the church.
换句话来说，就是我们已经接受主耶稣为基督为我们的救主，主的生命在我们里面，我们在这里聚集，我们就是主的教会。
And as we function together, as we commune together and worship together, we express the life of Christ.
当我们在一起彼此侍奉配搭，我们就彰显基督自己。
We have an opportunity as the church to make the Lord Jesus preeminent.
我们作为教会，我们就来彰显基督是首位。
And to express who Christ is.
我们就能够表现出来基督是什么样。
If you now turn with me to Deuteronomy.
请弟兄姊妹翻开圣经，生命记。
Fifth book of Moses, Deuteronomy chapter 6.
生命记第六章。
We're going to read Deuteronomy 6, verses 4 through 12.
我们读《生命记》第六章第四节到第十二节。
I'll read and my dear sister here will read in Chinese afterwards. Verse 4 of Deuteronomy 6. Hear, O Israel, Jehovah our God is one Jehovah, and thou shalt love Jehovah thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and all thy might. And these words which I command thee this day shall be upon thy heart, and you shall teach them diligently unto thy children, and talk of them when thou sittest in the house, when thou walkest in the way, when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. Thou shalt bind them for a sign upon thy hand, and they shall be for frontlets between thine eyes. Thou shalt write them upon the doorposts of thy house, and upon the gates. And it shall be, when Jehovah thy God shall bring thee into the land which I swear to thy fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, to give thee, great and goodly cities, which thou buildest not, and houses full of good things, which thou fillest not, and cisterns hewn out, which thou hewest not, vineyards and olive trees, which thou plantest not, and thou shalt eat and be full. Then beware, lest you forget Jehovah, who brought thee out of the land of Egypt and out of the house of bondage.
生命记第六章四到十二节，以色列啊，你要听，耶和华我们的神是独一的主，你要尽心、尽性、尽力爱耶和华你的神。我今日所吩咐你的话都要记在心中，也要殷勤教训你的儿女，无论你坐在家里、行在路上、躺下、起来，都要谈论，也要记在手上为记号，戴在额上为经文， 又要写在你房屋的门框上，并你的城门上。耶和华你的神领你进，他向你列祖亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各起誓应许给你的地，那里有诚意，又大又美，非你所建造的，有房屋装满各样美物，非你所充满的，有凿成的水井，非你所凿成的，还有葡萄园、橄榄园，非你所栽种的，你吃了而且饱足。那时你要谨慎，免得你忘记将你从埃及地为奴之家领出来的耶和华。
We see in this scripture in Deuteronomy that the children of Israel were slaves.
我们在生命记这一节圣经当中看见以色列的民，他曾经就是奴隶。
But they were called out from slavery and they were to go into the promised land.
但是他被从埃及为奴之家领出来，去到那应许之地。
And they were to live abundantly in this promised land.
他们在这个应许之地会有很丰盛的生活。
This is a foretaste of our Lord Jesus, who said, "I come to bring life and bring life abundantly."
所以，就像我们在新约里面要见到的基督就是生命，他来是给我们生命，并且让我们得的更丰盛。
And to gain this life, all the Israelites had to do is continue to obey and to teach the next generation to obey and to love the Lord their God.
为了能够得到这样应许的生命，以色列人所能做的就是要爱我们的神，并且听他所吩咐我们要做的，听他的命令。
I think we all want life.
我知道我们都要有生命。
It's one of those things that we're born with that it's just in us. We want life. We gasp for air when we are swimming and we're struggling. We gasp for life when we're struggling in exercise.
我们，这是我们人的本性，我们本身受造就是这样，我们需要有生命。就像我们游泳的时候，我们就是会奋力的呼吸，包括我们锻炼身体的时候，都要有这样的呼吸。
So we actually see that the Lord Jesus uses this example of life all throughout the Old New Testament of what the church should be.
所以我们主耶稣基督在新约启示给我们这样的 生命应该是什么样的。
This church, the saints gathered together this morning, we are to be the body of Christ.
我们今天所聚会的这个教会，我们应该是基督的身体。
Paul uses that example many times in his letters, the body of Christ.
保罗在他的书信中许多次提到基督教会是基督的身体。
We also see the example of the bride and the groom.
我们也在圣经里读到了关于新妇和新郎的关系。
A living relationship between a man and a woman.
是一个活生生的关系，就是夫妻之间活生生的关系。
In the Gospels, often the church is called a family.
在福音书当中，经常就是有这个家庭的概念。
One thing we all need to recognize this morning is as much as the Lord Jesus wants us to have life,Satan wants to bring in death.
今天早晨我们想要交通的一点就是，主耶稣基督让我们要有丰盛的生命，但是同时撒旦却要把死和罪带到里面。
Satan would love to bring death to the church of the Lord Jesus Christ.
撒旦非常极力的要把这个死和罪带到教会里面。
He'd love for us to gather in this room and to sing songs and to pray.But not know who we're praying to. Get rid of the head of the body.
他希望我们在聚集的时候，虽然有唱诗，虽然有赞美，虽然有祷告，但是却忘却了我们为什么做这一些。
You know, many of the young people are faced with this at school. It's okay to talk about God if you just talk about any God.
许多在这里面的年轻人都知道，好像现在的情况就是。你可以讲论神，但是你要讲任何的神。
If you go to work or school tomorrow and you say, "Oh yes, this weekend I went to church and we worshipped God," people would nod their head and be fine with that.
如果你去工作的时候，你告诉你的同事说我这一周去了教会敬拜神，可能人们 并不觉得这件事情令他们喜悦。
But if you say, I went to gather with the saints to worship the Lord Jesus Christ, the living God, oh, now that brings in a lot of looks and confusion and even anger and death.
对不起，说错了一丁点，就是如果你只是泛泛的提神这个词儿的话，人们是可以接受，但当如果你确切的说我去教会敬拜，敬与圣徒们一起敬拜主耶稣基督的话，就会带来许多的争议和困惑。
So one of the questions I want to ask this morning is, do we have life in our spiritual walk with the Lord Jesus?
今天我要问的一个问题就是，我们在与主耶稣的这条道路上同行的时候，我们有没有真正的活出这个生命？
When we wake up in the morning and we begin to read our Bible, is there life or is it just dead duty?
当我们早晨起来有晨更读经的时候，我们要问问自己，这一项只是一个任务，还是真的是一个有一个活的话语在对我们？
When we gather at 10 o'clock to 10:45, are we that person who's watching every second hand, every minute hand, going, when is this going to be over?
当我们到了十点钟的时候，我们到10:40的时候，我们是不是就一直在看这个表？是什么时候这个就结束了？
You know, some of us like to be able to tell our husbands or tell our wives, yes, we went to church. Yes, it was a good time of worship.
那有的时候我们就会告诉我们的丈夫、我们的家人，我今天去教会了，挺好的。
But it's just something we do to make ourselves feel good.
只是我们做这些，只是让我们自己感觉好一点。
Or is there life?
还是我们真的寻得生命
？Does it stir our hearts?
让这些能够激动我们的心。
You know, recently, I think a couple brothers have shared with you. I know at West Office we've had this topic of shepherding.
我知道在过去的几周里面，有几位弟兄姊妹，特别是弟兄，特别是在西南区，就在交通关于。牧人的这个主题。
And we know that the Lord Jesus is the good shepherd.
我们知道我们的主耶稣是个好牧人。
And maybe he's prodding us in our spiritual life to wake up, to come alive, and he's using his rod and his staff.
可能在我们与神同行的这条属灵道路上，他用他的杖和竿来击打我们，提醒我们，好叫我们能够醒过来跟随他。
Maybe we are facing an illness or a depression or an injury. It's the Lord prodding us and saying, I want you to have life.
也许我们有生病或者有不顺或者有各样的困难，也许就是主耶稣在提醒我们，我想让你有更丰盛的生命。
We've also, when we've been sharing about shepherding, we're to shepherd one another.
那我们当我们讲到牧养的时候，我们有没有想到我们彼此牧养
？You know, someone just a few moments ago was falling asleep, and someone tapped him, and they woke up. That was a good shepherding moment.
可能刚才的时候我好像就睡着了，有人把我给敲醒了，这个就是牧养我。
We can be very practical.
我们可以非常的实际。
One aspect of a shepherd that I want to focus on is the simplest job of a shepherd.
我想要交通牧养的今天的主题是一个非常简单的一个牧养的主题。
The simplest function of a shepherd is to keep the sheep alive.
最简单，牧羊人最简单的职责是让羊存活。
If a shepherd has 10 sheep in the morning,Most likely he's satisfied if he has 10 sheep by the end of the day.
如果早晨牧羊人有十只羊，到了晚上他还有这十只羊，那很大多数情况他就非常的安心。
But Satan would love to snatch one or two or three or more.
但是撒旦却是寻找机会要夺走一只、两只、三只羊。
Now, I didn't read this portion because we're all very familiar with it. In Genesis, when Satan first attacked man, it says he came in the form of a snake, the subtlest, the sneakiest, the trickiest of all creatures.
我们没有读这节圣经，因为我认为大家都已经非常熟悉这节圣经。就是在创世纪里面，当仇敌以蛇的形式来引诱人的时候，他是如此的狡猾。
The, en- The enemy we face is very tricky.
我们所面临的仇敌是如此的狡猾。
Very subtle.
是如此的暗藏阴机。
Very few of us have ever been going to throughout our day, and a devil with horns and a pitchfork stand in our way.
鲜有这样的情况，就是仇敌带着他的脚，拿着他的杖，在那站在我们的面前，很少有这样的事情。
I don't think any of us would fall for that trap.
我认为很少有人会看到这个，就落到这个陷阱里面。
You know, Satan doesn't always come with huge distractions that are obvious, or we would just avoid them.
撒旦来的方式不是作为一个非常大的、明显的一个搅扰我们的，否则的话，我们看见我们就会避免。
In the example of his first trickery was in the garden.
他第一个所施行的狡诈行为就是在伊甸园里。
We see that Adam and Eve were in the garden worshiping the Lord.
我们知道亚当和夏娃在伊甸园里敬拜神。
But Satan was able to separate Eve from Adam.
但是撒旦却把夏娃从亚当的身边分开。
The two of them were a protection, but subtly there was a separation.
两个人在一起是一个保护，当分开的时候就有分离。
And Satan used tricky words, saying, "You won't die."
撒旦就用非常狡猾的引诱的话说，你不会死的。
If you disobey God.
如果你违反神的命令。
Well, we know that Adam and Eve didn't die physically, but they died spiritually.
我们知道亚当和夏娃在具体的身体上并没有死，但是属灵上却面对了死亡。
When Adam and Eve sinned, one of the first things they recognized is that they were naked.
当亚当和夏娃犯了罪以后，第一件事情他们要面对的就是他们的赤身裸体。
So not only were they separated, but now they were embarrassed.
他们不仅是被分开了，而且他们受他们就非常窘境。
And they quickly covered their bodies.
他们就赶紧的来遮盖他们的身体。
What Satan was doing there was he was attacking not just the marriage between Adam and Eve, but future reproduction.
撒旦在这里要做的工作不仅是要破坏这个婚姻，而且他要破坏以后的这个繁殖。
The very organs that Adam and Eve would use for reproduction, they were embarrassed about, they were covered, and they had to cover themselves.
人类亚当和夏娃用以繁殖的器官，他们现在是觉得如此的羞耻，他们不得不把他们遮住。
We see that the Lord came in and covered Adam and Eve with animal skin.
我们知道神来了，他用动物的皮来遮盖了他们。
What the Lord was saying here is, yes, you sinned, yes, you disobeyed, but I will cover you with the blood of the Lamb.
他说是的，你犯罪了，是的，你违背了，但是我愿意来遮盖你，用宝血来遮盖你。
So even though Adam and Eve sinned, even though they were cast out of the garden, the Lord came in and preserved his purpose.
虽然亚当和夏娃犯罪了，但是神却不改变，他依然成就他所要成就的旨意。
He was going to use Adam and Eve to continue his purpose.
他本来要用亚当和夏娃来成就他的旨意。
Then he allowed Adam and Eve to have children, Cain and Abel.
然后他就让亚当和夏娃就有了孩子，该隐和亚伯。
Now the family of God could worship God once again.
这样神的儿女就可以作为一个家庭能够敬拜神。
You see how the Lord is always using family to be that church, to be that example of Christ?
你可以看见神总是一次再一次的用家庭这个概念来预表他的教会。
But what we see, again, Satan is very deceptive.
但是我们知道撒旦是如此的狡猾欺哄。
Cain and Abel, the first generation, fought.
亚伯和该隐他是第一代所生的，他们之间却开始打。
Where was Adam and Eve?
那亚当和夏娃呢？
Were they not able to keep this from happening?
他们难道就不能采取措施不让他们打吗？
So again, Satan brings in death.
所以再一次仇敌就把死亡带进里。
Now, why do I go into so much detail about this story?
我为什么要这样如此细节地在讲这个故事呢？
I think in the 21st century, we see a very subtle attack that Satan is bringing upon the church.
我想要说的是，在21世纪，撒旦非常狡猾地来攻击教会。
We see that the church actually has many numbers.
我们看到教会其实有很多。
There's mega churches.
有超大的教会。
There's small group churches.
还有小群教会。
Sunday school programs.
有主日的聚集，主日的程序。
There's Bible studies.
查经。
There's conferences.
还有会议。
You know, in Houston, you can't go a mile without finding another church.
在休斯顿，你不可能经过一个mile一个英里没有看见一个教会。
Don't do this now, but Google churches in your area, and your Google Maps will light up with those little balloons.
如果你在谷歌上面来搜索一下，你会看见在这个地图上所有的教会都在闪，都有那个标记。
And I'll tell you a little secret. Satan doesn't mind that there's that many churches.
我告诉你一个秘密，就是撒旦并不在乎有这么多的教会。
Because people are showing up, but there's no life.
因为人们会去教会，但是却没有生命。
And one of the reasons that there's no life in the church today,
有一个原因为什么教会里没有生命，
is that there's no life in our families.
是因为在我们的家庭里没有生命。
Remember I said Satan's not going to do this massive attack. We'd all see it and try to avoid it. He's very subtle.
记得我刚才提到说撒旦他的攻击的手段非常巧妙，不是可见的巨大的规模。
Husband is angry at his wife, but he still goes to the prayer, the table time and worships the Lord as though nothing has happened.
丈夫对妻子有间隔，可是他来到饼杯桌子面前，依然能够赞美神。
Wife and mother is frustrated with husband and children for many reasons, probably good reasons. And then pretends like they can worship around the table.
妻子和母亲，她在家里与她的丈夫或者孩子发生了一些间隔。她来到主日聚会的时候，好像什么都没发生一样。
Never in church history have we seen so much of the second generation, the next generation, just go away.
在教会历史上，我们从来没有看到这么一大的一群教会会在偏离道路。
Many go to churches like they do music concerts.
有许多人到教会是来做音乐会。
There's no life.
并没有生命。
And the Lord is knocking on our family's doors.
主在敲我们家庭的门。
You know, we've heard that the Lord is knocking, and we think of He's knocking on the church, and He wants to come into the church. That's very true, yes.
我们总是认为神在敲我们教会的门，他想要进到教会里面，这是真的。
The Lord does want to present Himself with us this morning in this room.
主真的巴不得与我们同在，与我们一同坐席。
But many of us,
但是我们许多的人
have kept the Lord out because we've kept Him out of our family life.
却拒绝主在外面，因为不就我们的生命当中不愿有神的参与。
Think about it. Ephesians is probably one of the most complex, deep, deep chapter books you'll ever read in the Bible.
想一想，以弗所书也许是在圣经里面最深、最复杂的关于神的旨意的一卷书。
It speaks of the cross and God's eternal purpose in the church, and it can be so, so deep.
在这卷书里面，不仅讲到了十字架，讲到神永远的旨意，讲到教会这些作为知识可能会非常的深。
And in the middle of it, Paul says, "Husbands, love your wives."
但在这些深远的道理当中，保罗却提醒我们丈夫与妻子之间的关系。
Wives, submit to your husbands.
妻子，请你顺服你的丈夫。
Children, obey your parents.
孩子们，请你顺服你的父母。
So let's get very practical.
让我们讲一些非常实际的事情。
Before we express Christ, before we are the church, we need to look inwardly.
当我们来彰显基督，来要讲教会的时候，我们首先来回到我们自己的里面。
I'll tell you a secret, and hopefully you can join me in this secret.
我告诉你一个秘密，我希望你能够跟我一同使用这个秘密。
I am not a good husband.
我不是一个好的丈夫。
I am not a good father.
我也不是好的父亲。
My wife is not a good wife.
我的妻子不是好的妻子。
She's not a good mother.
她也不是好的妈妈。
My children, sorry, are not good children.
我的孩子也不是好的孩子。
If we can accept that fact,
如果我们愿意接受这个事实,
if we can acknowledge that to our Lord Jesus,
如果我们愿意在主耶稣面前承认这个,
He wants to come in.
他愿意进来。
And he says, I will be the husband of this marriage.
他说我愿意成为这个婚姻的丈夫。
He will come in and say, I will be the wife of this marriage.
他会进来说我要做你这个婚姻的妻子。
I will be the children of this, of this family.
我会做这个家的孩子。
Now before I let any grandparents or aunts and uncles off the hook,
在我还没有忘却我们这里还有祖父祖母还有叔父之类之前。
This is how we pray for our families, what I'm about to share.
我们应该这样为我们的家人祷告。
As a grandparent, we have a great opportunity to pray for our grandchildren.
作为祖父母，我们有一个很好的机会为我们的孙子们祷告。
Any family relationship that we're close to, we can pray that the Lord Jesus would come in and redeem the families.
只要我们是一个家庭，我们就可以祷告说请接受主耶稣进入我们的家庭来救赎我们。
And young people, when I'm talking about husbands, don't think this doesn't apply to you, young men.
年轻人们，当我讲到丈夫和妻子的时候，不要觉得这些不适用于你。
One of the problems in life is we wait too long to learn these lessons.
我们所面临的一个问题就是我们通常都等很久才来面对这些问题。
It would be great for our 12-year-olds to know what it means to be a good husband and a good wife someday.
对于我的12岁的孩子来说，可能现在我就应该知道什么叫妻子，什么叫丈夫。
So in a very practical way, I want to express what the Lord has put on my heart with an Old Testament family.
一个最实际的故事，主放在我心里让我交通的就是旧约里面的一个故事。
Now we don't often think of this as a family, but if we gave it some thought, we would recognize they're a great example.
那我们可能通常读经的时候并不觉得这是个家庭的见证，但是如果我们仔细想想，这是神摆在我们面前的。
My first example I want to use is Abraham as an example of a shepherding family man.
我第一个想要举的例子就是亚伯拉罕作为一个牧养的在家庭里牧养的角色。
I'm going to read several verses going forward. You don't have to turn to it. You can look at it later, but for the matter of time, I'll read them.
因为时间的关系，我可能会读一些圣经的经节，你不用跟我一起读，你可以之后继续研读。
In Genesis 11:32, it says, Now Jehovah said to Abram, Get thee out of the country, go from thy kindred, from your father's house, and go unto the land that I shall show thee. That's Genesis 11:32.
在创世纪十一章三十二节，耶和华对亚伯兰说，你要离开本地本族父家，往我所要讲指示你的地去。
What we see here, if you're to title this, some of you are taking notes, this is Abraham's courageous separation.
有些人在做的正在做笔记，我们所看见的这一位亚伯拉罕，他有一个非常勇敢的分离。
Abraham had to separate himself from the world.
亚伯拉罕必须与世俗分离。
So my challenge out there to all of us fathers is, have we separated ourselves from the world?
那我今天对在座的做父亲的一个挑战，就是我们有没有与这个世界分离？
Another way of asking this question, is there something we need to separate ourselves from?
或者我们问我们自己另外一个问题，我们有没有需要分离的地方？
Are we consumed with work?
我们有没有被工作所消耗？
Yesterday I was consumed with work for about 30 minutes.
昨天我被工作消耗了30分钟。
I was pacing.
我就踱步走来走去。
And my son asked me, "Oh dad, are you working on your message for tomorrow?"
然后我的儿子就问我，爸爸，你是不是在为你明天的信息做准备？
That was a dagger in my heart.
好像我的心被扎了一下。
He thought I was working on my message for this morning.
他以为我在为今天的信息做准备。
But I was consumed with an email.
但是其实是我为了我收到的一个邮件而忧虑。
From work.
是我工作的事情。
And I had a great opportunity to look at him, sit down next to him and say, "No, I'm not working on my message for tomorrow. I'm consumed with work."
所以我就有时间，有这样的机会跟他一起坐下来，告诉他说，我没有为明天的信息所焦虑，我是被我的工作所消耗。
And I'm thankful that the Lord put on my heart to cover that matter and go back into my room and pray.
我感谢主就让我能够遮盖这件事情，让我回到我自己的房间，有安静的祷告。
Do we need to separate ourselves from our status?
我们需不需要与我们自己所需要的身份分离？
Are we consumed with our status at work?
我们是不是着急我们在工作里面的地位？
Are we consumed with our status at home?
还是我们焦急我们在家庭里面的地位？
I'm the man of the house. Dinner should be ready by 6 p.m.
我是这一家的主，到了下午六点的时候，晚餐应该已经准备好了。
Why is my wife always 10 minutes late with dinner?
为什么我的妻子每次准备晚餐的时候总要迟那么十分钟？
That seems so little, but it brings death to you. And when you make that comment, you're bringing life into the family.
但是这个虽然看起来是一件小事，可能就会带来死亡到家庭的里面。
Do money matters consume us?
这个经济的状况是不是来消耗我们？
April 15th is coming up.
四月十五号马上就到了。
For those of you that don't know, but most of you do, that's tax day.
许多人都知道，很少有人不知道，这个就是报税的日子。
When your children hear you talk about taxes, what do they hear?
当你的孩子坐在这儿听到你说关于报税的事情，
Do they hear that you hate the government and you're trying to avoid as much taxes as possible?
他们听到你的意思是你讨厌这个政府，你想要尽力的少交税吗？
Or do they hear you say, "I'm so thankful that the Lord has given us enough money so that we can even render unto Caesar what is Caesar's?"
所以我们就可以还是你的孩子听见的是，我们是如此的感恩，我们有这样的生活，我们可以把当属该撒的归给该撒。
If our hope is in money matters, we're consumed with salary, taxes, and retirement.
如果我们焦急我们的经济状况，我们就会担心我们的薪水，还有我们的税收，包括还有其中的一切。
It takes courageous separation to step away from money matters.
关于这些经济的状况，真的需要我们有非常勇敢的分离。
But it's the difference between life and death.
但是这个分离就是有关于生命和死亡之间的分离。
Secondly, in Abraham's life, we see that this courageous separation turned into operational faith.
第二点我们要看的就是看见的关于亚伯拉罕的故事，就是这个非常勇敢的分离带给他的是一个是一个可执行的信心。
Notice what Abraham did. He did leave.
你看到亚伯拉罕做什么，他真的就离开了。
Oh, but then he saw beautiful land, a beautiful new land, but he said, "God, you choose the land, not me."
他看到了这一大片美地，他对神说，神啊，你来选，不是我选。
Abraham's nephew Lot always got himself in trouble.
亚伯拉罕的侄子罗德总是遇见麻烦。
If I was Abraham, I would have said, "You know what, Lot, you got yourself in trouble. You get yourself out."
那如果我是亚伯拉罕，我就说罗德，你自己造成的麻烦，你自己解决吧。
But he saved Lot.
但是他却拯救了罗德。
And probably the most powerful picture of operational faith is when he sacrificed his son Isaac.
我想关于亚伯拉罕非常有功效的信这一点，最主要的就显明在他来献以撒这件事上。
How was he able to do all of these things?
他怎么才能达到这做到这一切呢？
He heard and he obeyed.
他听见了，他就顺服了。
Fathers, are we hearing and are we obeying the Lord Jesus?
父亲们，当我们听见了，我们就真的能够来听从耶稣吗？
Do we allow him to make the decisions?
我们真的让耶稣基督为我们做决定了吗？
What's your next family vacation?
你下一个家庭的度假是什么时候？
Have you heard from the Lord or have you heard from your wife?
你是从主听来的还是从你的妻子那儿听来的？
Have you heard from the Lord or have you heard from a coworker who's going to Hawaii?
是你听从主那儿听来的还是从你的同事那儿听来的说要去夏威夷？
The Lord loves to tell us where to go on vacation.
主愿意让我们知道我们到哪儿去度假。
We just need to seek him, ask him, and step out in operational faith.
我们只是需要问他，寻求他，并且在我们有功效的信心内跟随他。
Do we allow the leading of the Holy Spirit in our conscience?
我们允许圣灵在我们的良心里做工吗？
Just recently, I really wanted to go. It wasn't a big trip. It was actually just a road trip. I really wanted to go on it.
最近有一个，我们本来想自驾去一个，去旅游，我非常的想去。
But the Lord did use my wife as my conscience.
但是主真的使用我的妻子作为的我里面的良知。
She was able to say, "I don't know if I have peace about this trip. Do you have peace?"
他就问我说，他就对我说，我对于你说的这个自驾的旅游，我不平安。你有平安吗
？It was so clear. No peace, no go.
这是如此的清晰，就是没有平安就不去。
Operational faith.
这个就是有功效的信心。
Thirdly, in Abraham's life.
第三点，在亚伯拉罕的生命当中
，we see overt love.
我们看到一个毫无保留、毫无隐藏的爱。
Amazingly, in Genesis, we see how much Abraham loved his family.
在创世纪里面，我们看到亚伯拉罕是如此的爱他的家人。
It's not something we notice the first time we read it, but it's in there.
不是我们第一次读圣经就能读到，但是就是在圣经里深切的表明。
You know, one of the failings of man and husbands and fathers is we stumble on this matter of love.
所有的在座的丈夫，我们的弟兄们，我们都会在这一点跌倒，就是我们不知道怎么样爱。
So I asked this question this morning: Does love exude from us?
今天我就要问在座的一个问题：爱从我们里面 爱从我们里面表达出来了吗
？Do our wives know that we love them?
我们的妻子知道我们爱他吗
？Do our children know that we love them?
我们的孩子知道我们爱他们吗？
Do our coworkers know that we love them?
我们的同工知道我们爱他吗？
We need to have overt love words and deeds exuding from our being, coming out from our being.
我们需要有这种毫无保留、隐藏的爱从我们的言行里面流露出来。
You know, we often can show love in the fellowship, by serving and helping the brothers and sisters.
我们在聚集的时候时常可以对我们的弟兄姊妹们有服侍并且表达出这样的爱。
We'll do anything for the brothers and sisters in the fellowship.
我们在聚会里面经常为弟兄姊妹们有许多的摆上。
But if our wife asks us to get a drink of water, we wonder why they can't get it themselves.
但是我的妻子问我们说你能不能给我拿一杯水，我们就在想她怎么不自己拿呢？
Have we ever noticed how hard it is for a husband to say to his wife, "I'm sorry"?
你有没有注意到，是如果让一个丈夫对妻子说对不起，是多么难的一件事吗？
It's one of the most beautiful languages of love to say, "I'm sorry."
但是这确实是最美的爱的言语，就是我非常抱歉。
Let's look at it another way.
让我们换一个角度来看这个问题。
When we gather around the Lord's table on a Sunday morning,
当我们主日在
Listen to how many words of repentance there are. Listen to the number of times we say, we love you, Lord. Isn't it sad that the Lord could look at us and say, what do you mean you repent and you love? I don't see it at home.
那主就会问我们说, 你到底是什么意思? 你现在说你爱我, 你悔改, 但是在家里你却没有一样的实际。
If we can't say I love you to my wife, how can we say I love you to my Lord?
如果我都不能对我的妻子说我爱你,
If we can't say I'm sorry, wife, how can the Lord interpret I'm sorry, Lord, I repent?
那我们怎么能够对我们的主说我爱你? 如果我们不能对我们的 配偶说对不起，我们怎么能够对我们的主说对不起呢？
Oh, the power that would come forth from our prayers if it was established in truth at home.
如果这个这一切的真实真理能够在家里建立起来，我们的祷告会多么的有功效啊！
You know, it says in Genesis, because Abraham had this testimony.
在创世纪里面，亚伯拉罕有这样的一个见证。
Shall I hide from Abraham what I'm about to do?
主说,
which chapter? Genesis 18:17.
Okay. 创世纪 18章17到17节.
I'll go ahead and read it.
Yeah,
shall I hide from Abraham what I'm about to do, seeing that Abraham shall surely become a great nation? For I have chosen him, that he may command his children and his household after him to keep the way of the Lord, by doing righteousness and justice, so that the Lord may bring Abraham what I have promised him.
创世纪18章17到20节，耶和华说：“我所要做的事岂可隐瞒亚伯拉罕呢？亚伯拉罕必要成为强大的国，地上的万国都必因他得福。我眷顾他。” 为要叫他吩咐他的众子和他的眷属遵守我的道，秉公行义，使我所应许亚伯拉罕的话就都成就了。Every
father in here, every husband in here has the opportunity to hear the Lord pour out his heart for your family.
在座的所有的丈夫、所有的父亲都能够从主那儿听到主想要全心全意来爱我们这个事实。
But what role does his wife play in all this?
那他的妻子在这里面的角色是什么呢?
Let's look at Sarah as an example of a shepherding woman.
让我们来看看萨拉作为一个母亲的角色，她是怎么样来牧养的呢?
It says in Hebrews, by faith, Sarah received power to conceive when she was well past age.
在希伯来书第十一章十一节说，因着信，连撒拉自己虽然过了生育的岁数，还能怀孕，因为他以为那应许他的是可信的。Abraham
had operational faith, Sarah had enduring faith.
亚伯拉罕有一个有功效的信心，撒来的信心却是持久的信心。
Sisters, if you're married, you're going to have enduring faith that the Lord will guide your husband.
姊妹们，如果你是在婚姻当中的, 你要有一个坚忍的信心, 相信神一定会带领你的丈夫。
Abraham left everything of this world behind.
亚伯拉罕就把这个世界上所有的。
Sarah had nothing because her husband left everything.
所有的都离开了，那撒拉她什么都没有，因为她的丈夫离开了所有。The
Lord will provide if you put the Lord first.
我们的神他会供给一切，只要你把他放在首位。He
will care for you financially.
他会在经济上来帮助你。He
will care for your children.
他会帮助你的孩子。But
it takes enduring faith.
但是你真的需要有一个坚忍的信心。Women
love to provide for the family.
姊妹们都喜欢来为家庭做一些供给。
At my school, often I get a phone call a couple times a week.
在我的学校里，我可能一个礼拜会两次接，至少两次来收到这样的电话。
And it's always a mom saying, "I forgot to send a lunch with my child. Can I bring it to him?"
那通常就是说，我忘了给我的孩子带午餐了，我可不可以把他送到学校去？
Moms just have to provide.
母亲们就必须要为服侍做一些事情。
I've actually called before and gotten a hold of a husband and said, or a father and said, your son doesn't have a lunch. And his comment was, well, he can survive.
那我其实给一个爸爸打过电话，我告诉他说你的儿子没有带午餐。他说没事，他可以，他可没问题。
But not so for a mom.
但是如果母亲就不会这样回答。
But do we spiritually nourish our children?
但是我们在灵里面来滋养我们的孩子吗？
Do we provide a word, an anointed word in the morning?
我们有没有在早晨给他们讲一些有圣灵膏抹的话呢？
We need to make sure that our children do not leave the house spiritually naked and hungry.
我们一定要做到，当我们送我们的孩子早晨出门的时候，不让他们灵里是饥饿、赤裸的。
Every time you tell them to put on a coat, be reminded yourself, did you give them a spiritual coat?
你每次提醒他们要穿外套的时候，你有没有想到你应该提醒他们加上他们属灵的遮盖？
Every time you say, don't forget your lunch, remind yourself, did you say, don't forget the word of the Lord this morning that was given to us?
你每次提醒他们不要忘记他们的午餐的时候，你有没有提醒说不要忘记主的话？
I'll give you one subtle trap that moms and wives can fall into in this matter.
我给你举一个非常简单的母亲或者妈妈们容易陷入的情况。
And he uses often Facebook for this.
他经常会用这个脸书来引诱人们。
Wives and mothers often like to compare themselves to others.
妈妈母亲们就喜欢把自己和别人相比。
You may not have the nicest of houses.
你可能没有最好的房屋。
You may not have as many Facebook pictures of fancy vacations as everybody else.
你可能没有那些非常好的照片来展示你到哪儿去度假。
But if your children know that you, as for you and your house, you serve the Lord, you've given them life abundantly.
但是你的孩子应该知道，只要你和你的家在侍奉耶和华，你就已经给他们了非常丰盛的生命。
They may not show it now, but they will respect you and give you great honor in the years to come.
可能他们现在不会这样说，但是当在将来有一天，他会知道他们非常尊重，并且觉得这是荣耀的事情。
Secondly, Sarah had submissive love.
第二点，撒拉她有非顺服的爱。
Wives, do you openly submit to your husband?
妻子们，你们都非常公开的来顺服你的丈夫吗？毫无保留的顺服你的丈夫吗？
Do your children see you submit and honor and respect your husband?
你的孩子有没有看见你尊敬并且顺服你的丈夫呢？
One of the greatest gospel message ever given is one of a wife and a mother who submits to an unlovely husband.
在福音书里面有一个很好的例子，就是有一个妻子母亲，她来顺服她一个不可爱的丈夫。
It's one of the greatest avenues for the Lord to show what it means to love.
这个以这种方式，神就向我们展现什么叫爱。
When a woman loves an unlovely husband, her prayer around the table of love is real and powerful.
当一个妻子来顺服她的丈夫，不可爱的丈夫，她在祷告的时候就是非常有效的。
God is love.
神就是爱。
As a shepherdess of the family, keep returning to that well. God is love.
作为我们在家庭中做牧养职分的，我们就要一直回到这个救恩的泉源，就是神，就是爱。
The third aspect of Sarah's life I want to look at is she was one of a comforter.
第三点我想要说的萨拉的 生活见证就是她是一个 comforter, 安慰者。
We know this because it says that Isaac was comforted by his wife after his mother's death.
因为我们知道这个是从 他的儿子以撒在他逝去之后直到娶了利百加为妻他才得了安慰。
Oh, this is a dark and evil world.
这是一个何等黑暗而邪恶的世界。
Our families are being attacked from every angle.
我们的家庭在各样的
The question is there a woman, is there a godly, prayerful woman who can stand for her family and comfort with words from the Lord?
我们的家庭在各样方面都受到了攻击，那我们的家有没有这样一个母亲，一个妻子，她愿意用神的话来安慰，做这个安慰的角色呢？
Do you have a timely word from your morning reading devotion?
你有没有在早间有这个及时的话语？
You'll be amazed how many times the Lord will use the scripture to share with your family.
你真的不知道神是怎么样用你早间成根的这些话来分享给你的家人。
The opposite of a comforter is a nagger.
这个 安慰者的反义词就是唠叨的人。
It's out of love, but it's very easy for a wife to nag her husband.
唠叨虽然是一个好的意图，但是却经常陷入负面的一面。
It's good intention.
是好的意图,
to nag the children.
来唠叨孩子,
because you want them to do right.
你希望他们做正确的决定,
you want them to be safe.
你想让他们安全,
but an anointed word goes so much further than a nagging word.
但是得到高抹的话语是比自己那些话语是如此的有功效。
Children and husbands will avoid a nagging woman.
孩子们和丈夫们都会尽力避免爱唠叨的人。
They'll start to go into their rooms, disappear, not share what happened in a day.
他们就会回到自己的房间，会从你的视野消失，就不会告诉你今天发生了什么事。
But a comforting woman is one that the family can gather around.
但是一个安慰者却能把家庭聚集在一起。
And can find life.
可以就会寻找到生命。Sarah
became a mother of generations.
萨拉她成了万族的母。She
went from being barren to being the mother of all families.
她本来是没有生育的，她却成了万国的母。What
a testimony.
这是如此样的见证。Thirdly
and lastly, children.
第三点也是最后一点，孩子们。What
about Isaac?
那以撒呢？
Well, Isaac's life was one of honorable obedience.
以撒的生活是一个非常可尊敬的顺服的一个见证。Obedience
is the key to power in life.
顺服是得到生活能力的秘诀。Obedience
is the key to an open heaven.
顺服能够指向敞开的天。Remember
what I said about the microphone?
记得我刚才说关于我的麦克风的事吗?
Because I didn't turn it on.
因为我没有把它打开。Nothing
came forth.
没有，就没有声音出来。But
through obedience,
但是急着顺服,
there's power in open heaven.
就会有敞开的天。What
a blessing.
如此大的福分。Young
people, it's not easy.
年轻人这样一点都不容易。But
it's actually very simple.
但是却非常的简单。Yes,
Mom.
是的，母亲。Yes,
Dad.
是的，父亲。I
will.
我愿意。With
a happy heart.
有一个喜乐的心。One
of the ways to know whether you're honoring your parents,
有一个办法知道你是不是来尊敬你的父母,
whether you're obeying your teachers,
你是否听从你的老师,
is this question.
是这个问题。
Are you a pleasure to be around?
你人们当你在别人的周围，人家觉得你就是 让他们很舒服吗?
Do you have a smile on your face?
你有没有一个笑脸?
Do you have joy in your heart?
你在你的内心有没有喜乐?
If you're honoring your parents, you will have that life within you.
如果你尊敬你的父母,你就会有这样的生命。
Isaac took his honorable obedience all the way to the altar to be sacrificed.
以撒就有这样的可尊敬的顺服,直到他到这个祭坛。
The Lord not only saved his life, but blessed him.
主就不光是拯救了他的生命,并且大大的赐福了他。
Secondly, Isaac lived a life of continual consecration.
第二点,以撒过的生活是持续的奉献的生活。
We see continual consecration because he spent most of his days digging up the old wells of his father.
我们看到这个是因为他就是掘了很多的井。就是他父亲以前的掘过的井。
Dirt had fallen into the wells, and Isaac dug it out.
因为那些污秽尘土都在掉到井里面，他就再把它挖掘出来。
This world is dirty.
这个世界是肮脏污秽的。
It's ugly.
非常丑陋。
It's deceptive.
非常有欺哄性。
And it ends in death.
最终的结局就是死亡。
Gossip.
比如说嚼舌
lust of the flesh
肉体的情欲
social media
社交网络
all of these things are so dirty
所有这些都如此的污秽
you know what else is dirty in this world?
你知道在这个世界上还有什么污秽吗?
report cards
就是成绩单
a good report card can be one of the dirtiest traps
一个好的成绩单可能是最丑陋的一个陷阱。
We have to tell everyone we made all A's.
我们必须要告诉每个人我们得了全部 A。
We have to be reassured that yes, I will go to an Ivy League school.
我们必须要一次一次的来确据说我们要去常春藤学校。
And we walked away from the Lord Jesus.
然后我们就从神的心意里面偏离。
We've made education our goal.
我们使这个教育成为我们的目标
instead of the Lord Jesus
而不是主耶稣基督
thirdly
第三点
Isaac was spiritually thirsty
以撒他的灵里面是渴
he dug up new wells
他也挖掘了新的井
you know young people this again is for everybody but I'll point out to the young people you know choose to read your Bible on your own
年轻人们但虽然这是对每个人说但是我特别对年轻人说请你自己开始读圣经
Isaac didn't rely on the faith of Abraham alone
以撒没有去依靠亚伯拉罕的信心
He didn't rely on his mom's submissive obedience
他没有来依靠他妈妈所有的顺服
He was interested in the things of the Lord for himself
他自己对神的事情有兴趣
I'm not very tall
我不是特别高。
I didn't like milk growing up.
我长大的过程中不喜欢喝奶。
And to this day, I really believe that because I did not ever drink milk, I'm only 5'8".
到现在为止，我意识到我的高度是五尺八寸的原因是因为我没有听话喝奶。
And I watch my boys now drinking.Glasses and glasses and glasses of milk every day.
我看我的儿子每天喝许多杯奶。
The grocery stores know us because of the amount of milk we have in our cart.
那些卖蔬菜的地方都知道我们，因为我们总是买许多的奶。
And you know what? They're going to be taller than me. They already are.
你知道吗？他们要比我高，他们现在已经比我高了。
Do you know how foolish I am?
你知道我有多愚蠢吗？
I've actually thought, I wonder if I drank milk, I could possibly grow a little bit more.
我甚至在想，如果我现在多喝点奶，我是不是可以再长高？
I really did.
我真的想
过。Consider that.
我想过这个问题。
Foolishness.
非常傻。
I should have started a long time ago.
我应该早点想到这个。
We all know that.
我们都知道。
We look at these little kids and they grow gradually. They go from here till they pass this up.
我们看到这些小孩子们渐渐都长高
because they nourish themselves daily
因为他们每天在汲取奶
they're taking in good daily
他们在汲取养料
Why don't we see that spiritually?
我们为什么在属灵里面见不到这个增长呢？
Someday you young people are going to say to yourselves, you know, someday I'm really going to follow the Lord. Someday I really am going to have this walk with the Lord that filled with the Holy Spirit and be able to pray like the saints that I really respect.
那年轻人就会说，到有一天，有一天我会与主同行，有一天我会接受圣灵的带领，有一天我终于就会到，总有一天我会祷告，像那些受尊敬的弟兄一样祷告。
It doesn't happen that way.
不是这样的。
It would be strange if it did.
如果真要这样发生了，反倒奇怪了。
Imagine if we put our 3-year-old to bed and he woke up as a 16-year-old boy.
你想想，你把三岁的孩子放在床上睡觉，他醒来的时候变成16岁的少年。
That's not how it works.
不是这样的。
So young people, don't wait like I did to start drinking milk.
所以年轻人不要等着，一直等待像我一样不喝奶，等到最后。
Continue to pray around the table.
继续在主日的时候祷告。
Go on YouTube if you must and listen to Christian songs.
如果你必须要到 YouTube 油管，你可以去听基督徒的歌。
Write a love story to the Lord.
给主写一份爱的信件。
Write a poem to Him.
为他写一首诗。
Memorize His word.
来记他的话语。
Use those amazing brains that you've been given for Him.
使用神所给你的恩赐。
And last but not least, Isaac became a blesser.
那最后一点不是最不是也是非常主要的，就是以赛。
He was a young.
以撒变成了多人的祝福。
He was a man that could bless all that were around him.
他成了一个通向祝福的管道。
This is a word for all of us. Are we blessers?
那这我们就要问自己一个问题：我们是多人的祝福吗？
Husbands, when we walk in that door at night after a long day at work, are we a blessing to our family?
丈夫们，当我们在外工作一天，我们进了家门的时候，我们是不是这个家的祝福？
Moms, when we're cooking, when we're doing laundry, when we're coming back from work, are we a blesser?
母亲们，当我们工作了一天，或者我们洗衣服，或者我们做饭，那我们有没有成为他人的祝福呢？
When we have the real working of the Lord Jesus in our life, it pours forth. Just like Moses' face shined when he saw the Lord.
我们真的允许主在我们心里面动工的话，我们真的就能够把主的生命流露出来，就像摩西的脸上发光。
How many of you, when you walked into this room, looked up here and saw me and said, "Oh, a Caucasian person is speaking today"?
有多少人今天走进这个门，看见我站在这里，说，哦，这个白人他在传讲信息。
There's nothing I could do this morning without you at least saying, "Oh, that's different."
那我什么也做不了，除非你说这个真的不一样。
If you're Chinese, have you ever thought, I wonder if I can walk into this room and no one will know I'm Chinese?
那如果你是中国人，你是 I don't quite understand your point. I'm sorry.
I'll come at it another way.
Okay.
We are who we are.
我们就是我们自己本身。
I'm Caucasian.
我是个白人。
My wife is Chinese.
我的妻子是个中国人。
There's nothing we can do to make it otherwise.
我们不能做任何的方式使我们自己有所改变或者互换。
Wouldn't that be great if that was our testimony spiritually?
那如果我们真的有属灵的见证是这样的话，那是多么美好的一件事儿。
I would love to walk into a restaurant someday and instead of anything else, someone say, "You know what? I think that man's a Christian."
如果我真的希望有一天，当我走到一家餐馆的时候，人们说，我认为那个人是个基督徒。
When we walk into work and someone says, "Now that's a Christian."
当我们去工作的时候，别人就会说，那一位他是个基督徒。
Now, if we left the house and had a fight with our wife, no one's going to think we're a Christian.
如果我们离开家的时候与我们的妻子有争吵，不会有人知道我们是基督徒。
When we're obsessed with social media and our phones and we walk into that first high school class, no one's going to say, "Wow, that is what a Christian is like."
我们第一天走到我们高中的课堂的时候，如果我们总是沉迷于手机和这些电器的时候，没有人会知道我们是基督徒。
But if we practice these things that were shared this morning, that life starts to come forth.
但是我们真的把我们今天所讲的这一点付诸于行动来练习操练的话，那我们的生命就自然地流露出来。
If you need to say I'm sorry to a spouse or a child and you do that this week, your life will change.
如果你对你的配偶或者你的孩子道歉，你这周就这样做的话，那你的生命就开始改变。
If you love the unlovely, heaven will be opened up to you.
如果你爱那不可爱的，天就会向你敞开。
If you trust the Lord to provide for your family more than your salary, more than your retirement fund, you will have an open heaven.
如果你相信主会为你预备一切，而不是你自己的工资或者你退休的基金。
There's a lot here, but don't be overwhelmed.
我今天讲了许多，但是请你不要觉得太多。
Baby steps.
就像婴儿一样。
If we take care of our family life,
如果我们来去照顾好我们自己的家庭生活，
and we like Joshua say, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
就像约书亚说的，至于我和我家，我们必将来侍奉我们的神。
You will bring a life into this gathering.
你一定会把生命带进我们的聚集。
And they will know that we call the Lord Jesus our Lord.
他们就知道。我们是叫基督，称基督为主的一群人。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father, we are grateful for how practical you are, how real you are.
慈爱的圣天父，我们真的知道你是如此实际、如此真实的一位神。
Lord, we do ask that you would examine our families.
主，我们求你来检测我们的家庭。
Lord, that you, by your grace, will show us that we are the sinners.
在你的恩典里面，我们承认我们是罪人。
We are the ones that have fallen short.
我们亏缺了神的荣耀。
But we repent.
但是我们悔改。
Lord, you be the husband and the father of our families.
主，求你做我们家庭的父，做我们家庭的丈夫。
You be that loving, submissive, comforting wife and mother.
求你亲自做那位充满爱的、顺服的、能够安慰人的妻子。
And Lord, by your grace, may we be that next generation of children that puts you first, even before family.
主，在你无限的恩典里面，我们请求你，我们的下一代就会成为追随你的一代。
We want you to be preeminent and first in our hearts.
我们求你居首位、掌王权，在我们心里的首位。
Thank you for giving us your life.
谢谢你把你的生命赏赐给我们。
We trust you.
我们就坚信。
And we exalt you.
我们来高举你的名。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.